I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back, adventurer. You know, some doors open with ceremony. Others require a key that is hidden in your own pocket. Don't worry, adventurer. It'll make sense soon enough. Now you see, last time, we knelt at the foot of tradition, listening to the Hierophant's sacred lesson. But tonight, the script is smudged. The altar cloth has been torn. This card appears again, but turned upside down. Tonight, we meet the Hierophant reversed. Let me tell you what happens when the teacher leaves the room and the students start asking their own questions. It wasn't that long ago that I was traveling through a village, and beautiful as it was, there was something odd about it. I looked into the history of this village, and it was built around this ancient tower that still stands in the very middle of the village. This tower only had one door that was always locked. No windows, no ornate drapings, but the villagers in this village, they swore by its presence. Every week, without fail, they would leave offerings at the base of this tower. Beautifully grown flowers, ornate coins of every metal, and parchments upon which were written prayers, folded in very specific, intricate ways. I asked the all-important question, why? Why is this done?
It's tradition, they said. The tower, it listens.
Well, I took it for what it was. It just so happened that the evening I stayed in this village, there was a commotion. A young acolyte of this village had decided to take it upon themselves to go into the tower. Something that is completely unheard of. You see, they had warned me earlier in the day, no one goes up. The path inside the tower is sacred. I had also spoken with this young acolyte. They were questioning what secrets the tower may have held. What truth would be up there? They were curious and felt the need to question. It's like a strange pull, an itch that will not be satisfied until it's scratched. Well, if it needs to be scratched, I said, why not scratch it? After the acolyte had come down, the villagers all turned away from them. You broke the vow, they whispered. You climbed without permission. You saw what was not yours to see. After the rest of the villagers dispersed, the acolyte was left there alone. And my own curiosity led me to ask them what they found. They told me that inside, the spiral staircase seemed endless. Dust, thick as fog, filled the entire tower. Symbols were etched into every stone. This acolyte followed them up and up and up, thinking surely there must be some grand revelation at the top. But when they got there, nothing. Nothing but a flat, crumbling roof. No altar, no vision. No mural, just the sky. They had not found the truth they believed would be there. They found the truth of what really was. And for that, they were cast out of the village. The only village that they had known for their entire life. I invited this young acolyte to travel with me, and we did travel together for some time. We found other truths. We helped others climb their own towers. But the young acolyte and I did part ways. But before we did, I asked them if it was worth it. And they looked at me and said, yes, every step. The Hierophant Reversed challenges the very foundations of belief, of tradition, of authority. Where the upright card speaks of learning through systems, through school, religion, structure. The reversed card asks, are those systems serving you, or are they stifling you? It may be time to question authority, to walk away from dogmatic teachings, to unlearn what no longer resonates. This card appears when something that once felt sacred now feels hollow. Or when your inner truth no longer fits within the old frame. It invites rebellion. Not without purpose, mind you. It calls for inner guidance, unconventional wisdom, or forging your own spiritual path. The Hierophant Reverse says, not all teachers wear robes, and not all truths are written. In readings, the reversed Hierophant can often appear when you're at odds with authority, be it religious, educational, cultural, or familial. You may feel pulled to go your own way, to challenge what you've been told is right or true, or to seek your own version of truth. It could signal a time to break old habits, explore new philosophies, or leave behind a group whose rules no longer feel true. But it can also show where you may feel spiritually adrift, without a mentor, a compass, or a framework to guide your growth. Sometimes the answer isn't rebellion, and sometimes the answer isn't obedience. It can simply be synthesis, making your own pattern from the scraps of many robes, turning the lock with a key that you find in your own pocket. You see, I once tried to follow a creed that I didn't believe in. I wore the colors, I sang the chants, I performed the rituals, I smiled at the sermons every single week, sometimes multiple times a week, without fail. But there came a time where I felt like a ghost inside of someone else's temple. It wasn't until I decided that I needed to leave and find my own path that led me to a small group of people that were dancing around a fire in the moonlight and told me it was okay for me to join in or just observe. And that is where I felt whole. The Hierophant Reverse reminds us that sacredness is not confined to scrolls or cathedrals. It lives in lived truth. In the quiet moments, you say, "This is right for me," even if no one else agrees. Question, explore, but do so with care. Even rebellion can become a cage if worn like armor for too long. So, adventurer, do you have any towers that you might need to climb? Any truths that you might need to explore? If you do, don't worry. The Tarot Tavern will be here when you get down from that tower. And should you need to decompress, should you need an ear to listen, I'll be here. But next time, adventurer, we're going to turn to two people standing in a glade. A union. A choice. A mirror held between two hearts. Next time, we'll visit the lovers.
Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits.
Hey there, adventurer. Jared here, your resident tarot bard. Now, before you go wandering off into the night, I just want to give you a big thanks for joining me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale I spin, every card I read, well, I do it all here, just me, tending to this tavern. So when you share the show, you leave kind words, or you simply keep coming back, that is the magic that keeps it alive more than you know. Now, if you would like to toss a coin to the bard, I have set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. Now, Patreons do get early access for each episode, and they're always ad-free. That's right, you can listen to each episode before it's released to the wider realm. And there's also a couple other magical perks along the way. Your support is going to help keep the lanterns lit, the cards shuffle, and the stories flowing, one episode at a time. You can find the link to the Patreon in the show notes. And even if you can't spare a coin, just knowing that you're out there listening and maybe even sharing this journey, even that makes it worthwhile. But until the next time we meet, may your path be clear, may your heart be steady, and may your next pull be exactly what you need.